Verse 16 of 1 Samuel 30, we read, "And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah." This is the Amalekites. "And David slaughtered them from the twilight until the evening of the next day." Just about a 24-hour slaughter. "And not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled." Some young boys got away. The rest were massacred. David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken and rescued his two wives, but nothing of theirs was missing, whether small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything that they had taken for themselves. David brought it all back. "So David had captured all the sheep and the cattle of which the people drove ahead of the other livestock, and they said, 'This is David's spoil.'" David, by God's mercy, rescued those captive women and children and all that spoil from these people. As I said, this is a tremendous insight into God's attitude towards sinners and His holiness and wrath against sin. But I want to use it just as an analogy, if I might, this morning. It is an excellent illustration, analogically, of the sin that remains in the believer's life. When you were saved and I was saved, there was at that moment a crushing defeat of sin. A crushing defeat. From one end to the other, east to west, north to south, our sin was crushed. But we still have remaining sins. There are some Amalekites running around loose in everybody's life. We all have our Agags. And the problem in our Christian lives is not that sin has not been defeated with a crushing defeat. It has, but there is still remaining sin. There are some loose, iniquitous Amalekites in all of us. And though there was a great and glorious and triumphant defeat at the time of our salvation, there is the necessity that the remaining sins be hacked to pieces, or they will revive, they will plunder our hearts and sap our spiritual strength. We cannot be merciful with the Agags of our life. We cannot be merciful with the remaining sins in our life, or they will turn and create an insurrection and a rebellion to attempt to destroy us. In fact, it may well be that, like the Amalekites, the remaining sin in us